A second proposed bridge in Campbellford is facing headwinds. The community's main bridge was built in 1968 and assessed to be in major need of rehabilitation, but the new bridge could cost close to $56 million, up $12.6 million from a 2016 estimate due to inflation. Northumberland County, which is managing the new bridge project, has already purchased 5 full properties required, along with 5 of 16 partial properties, and has begun the expropriation process for the remaining identified properties. A presentation by staff at a county meeting Wednesday suggests the bridge is a massive undertaking. Denise Marshall, Director of Public Works for the county, says the project will enhance emergency response times and decrease traffic delays.
The design includes a 188-meter span structure. It's going to have 2 lanes of vehicle traffic. There'll be dedicated bike lanes and sidewalks. There's a roundabout on the west termination of the structure at Grand Road and Alma intersection. There's also a pedestrian and cyclist pathway that runs along the Trent River and underneath the structure on the west embankment.
The idea of a second bridge has been studied since 1989, with environmental assessments taking place in 2007 and other detailed plans within the last decade. Significant public consultation is already underway. Timelines given by Marshall indicate that the design phase is 90% complete, with tendering expected in the next 6 months, and 3-year construction of the bridge located in the Grant Road and Alma Street area overpassing Saskatoon Avenue expected to begin in 2026. Funding is certainly a cause for concern for county mayors, as the report states there is only $15.5 million available internally, leaving $40 million to either come through grants or that of the provincial and federal governments. The county was unsuccessful in securing a $26 million grant and is awaiting word on another $11 million grant. Port Hope Mayor Elena Hankiewski says taking on $40 million in debt is risky.
From my position, I can't even start to contemplate taking on this kind of debt without certainty around grants and funding, and leaving us with little other flexibility for projects of priority across the county. I have to say, I'm just really spinning a little bit at the moment.
Yet Hamilton Township Mayor Scott Gibbs says while the county cannot currently afford to build this bridge, it is still highly needed.
We cannot afford to not build this bridge, but at the same time, we can't afford to build this bridge unless we have provincial and federal funding.
Council deferred voting on the project, wanting more information from staff. Chief Administrative Officer Jennifer Moore stated the decision on whether to proceed with the project will need to be made in the coming months. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.